I'm very happy to be joined today, not for the subject, but for the personality. Pat Thurston is here, and she, of course, spent many years on KSRO radio and has been at KGO in San Francisco a long time, too. Pat, good morning. Welcome.
Hi, Pat Kerrigan. Always good to talk with you.
Very good.
Sad day, though.
It is. Ray Taliaferro, you know, we first started talking about him being missing, a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, he went missing on the 10th of November, and we didn't find out about it for 12 days. It may have been a full 2 weeks before we actually found out that he had gone missing.
Yeah, and this happened in Kentucky, and apparently there's still a lot of questions about it, but talk about how you found out about Ray's passing.
I've been following it. I had the sheriff on my program on KGO last weekend.
Yes.
And he was extremely forthcoming. They were so perplexed about what happened. Ray had been married about 6 or 7 months ago, so it was a new marriage, and he'd been suffering from dementia. He had shown signs of dementia when he was on KGO radio, and he left KGO radio, not of his own free will, when they changed the format about 7 years ago. It was almost exactly 7 years ago. And at that time, he was already showing the signs. So that he married 6, 7 months ago was very bizarre. Nobody really knew that. They had been traveling to Illinois to see a piece of property that his new wife said she inherited. She claimed that she was walking the property with Ray, and she turned around, and Ray was gone, and the rental car was gone. It's a weird thing because her story has changed. She gave a bad phone number to the sheriff's office. They couldn't reach her for a while. When they brought her back, they did interview, and they have not been able to talk with her for a week. She's just kind of off the radar now. They can't reach her.
Okay, so that sounds a lot hinky.
It sounds hinky, and yet he did have dementia. He showed up the day that he disappeared. He showed up across the bridge. They were in Illinois, but it was southeastern Illinois. He showed up about 10 miles away in Paducah, Kentucky. And so there's video of him going into a church. He had stopped by and chatted. They found the rental car 6 days after he disappeared, parked in a bank parking lot there in Paducah.
Mm-hmm.
And when they looked into the car, they brought in a crime scene investigative unit. There was no sign of foul play, but they said it appeared that he'd been living in the car. And he was found, his body was found yesterday, about a mile away from that location.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that far. It was near a wooded area. He was actually found next to the river in an open area, although it's pretty wooded right there. It's hard to say what happened. You know, they're doing an autopsy today, but we don't know. I mean, was there foul play afoot? You know, is she just a grieving widow, or is there something else going on? Did he wander away and get lost?
We
just don't know.
One of the things that there's no contention about, and that is the legacy of Ray Taliaferro. Now, Ray, I got to say, Pat Thurston, would make you look sort of like a right-leaning centrist because he was left of left.
And unapologetic about it.
Yeah.
He was absolutely wonderful. What a personality. They talk about in radio, they look for people who have larger-than-life personalities. That perfectly describes Ray Taliaferro. He would never say that he did the late-night show. He did the early show because it started at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And he would keep you engaged. He was amazing. And the best thing about Ray's show, I always thought, was that he did not suffer fools. If you called in to debate Ray, you better be prepared, because he would hook you. He'd listen to what you'd have to say, and then he would hook you, and he would completely decimate you.
Yeah.
It was a brilliant thing. And funny. He had a great sense of humor. He was very, very, very funny.
And one of the most amazing things, you know, from a radio standpoint, is that he was able to accomplish all of that and more, you know, between 1 and 5 a.m., when, frankly, the guests are pretty tough to book, you know? And
exactly.
The callers are few and far between.
Right. And I don't think he had a lot of guests, although he did have some. He did the last interview of Walter Cronkite.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he's, he was able to get, sometimes he would pre-record things, but not very often. He also carried the Monterey Blues Festival live on his show. He would go down there and broadcast from Monterey. You know.
Yeah, he was a cool guy.
He was so cool. He was involved in music and the arts. As a matter of fact, the service that's being put together for him, and I have absolutely none of the details just yet, but it is likely to be at the Commonwealth Club because Ray was on the board of the Commonwealth Club. He was involved in everything, I think, San Francisco. This was his home. That's why when he disappeared, the sheriff wanted to come on the air. He wanted to talk about it because he said, you know, if nothing bad has happened to him, he's probably trying to get back home.
Yeah.
And we knew that he didn't have ID, he didn't have his credit cards, but he had cash. And so we were hoping that somebody would see him, that we could get the word out everywhere and that somebody would have been able to see him. But of course, he was found just less than a mile away from where he was last seen.
And Pat, talk about the response from Ray's colleagues. You are one, certainly, and I know you've been talking about it on your show as often as you can. Talk about the reaction from some of the other KGO luminaries.
Well, we're sick. I mean, we're just heartsick about it. Ray was, he was a very, very private person. None of us knew that he had married. Matter of fact, many of us didn't even realize that he had kids. He has two surviving sons. He had one son who apparently committed suicide a few years ago. They are very much involved with the investigation that's going on right now. But John Rothman knew Ray very well. I speak with John. I've spoken to him this morning probably 10 times. Hmm. He's talking with everyone and trying to get as much information as possible. You know, we want Ray to be remembered for the great man he was, for the kind person he was. Ray had a girlfriend for years and years and years who suffered from a brain tumor. She ultimately succumbed to that. But it's... he took care of her. He was attentive to her. It was amazing the amount of love and compassion. It's a very difficult thing to do, to assist somebody when they're in that stage of life. He did it without complaint. He was just remarkable. I know Ron Owens is going to be speaking on his program today. He's going to be talking about Ray. All of us felt this deep connection to Ray. He was funny. He was so full of stories. But at the same time, it's hard to say that you were a close friend of Ray's because he was so very, very private.
Well, it's a sad day for Bay Area radio, to be sure, and for Bay Area listeners, too, because anybody who's grown up in the Bay Area or, you know, loves news talk like we do, certainly knows about Ray and probably had the occasion to listen to many hours of Ray
Taliaferro.
Yeah,
and if you were ever an insomniac or you ever woke up in the middle of the night, you could flip on the radio and you knew that Ray was going to do something that would have you guffawing.
And there was never a question as to whether it was Ray on the air.
He's a pretty distinctive personality. And one of the things that I remember very fondly about Ray was the leukemia cure-a-thon that we had at KGO in the old days.
Yes.
Ray was, you know, he was the head of the Leukemia Society in San Francisco, I believe. And he would get out there, and no matter what the amount of money was that was coming in, Ray would go, "It is not enough." I mean, it kind of became his hat line.
Yeah.
And it would work because everybody would laugh, but then the phones would start ringing, and the amount of money that we were able to raise for the fight against leukemia was fantastic. We were so proud of that.
Yeah.
And Ray was so proud of that. But that was Ray. I mean, what he would give of himself to any cause that he thought was worthwhile. It's amazing that he was up all night and that he still had time to do all of the things, to be as involved as he was in the things that were going on in San Francisco, arts and music, culture of, you know, whatever kind. And he was not only a very liberal, he was also a black activist, and he was honored by journalist societies that... that do honor black journalism, every possible award, I think, Ray received, and he deserved it. An amazing man. Yeah. What a loss. What a loss to radio. What a loss to San Francisco. And I hope the FBI is involved in this investigation, and I hope they find out if there was anything nefarious.
Yeah, I hope so, too. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling they will, and I know you will help shine a light on the outcome of that as we move forward. Well, Pat, I would be remiss if I did not ask you about changes at KGO, because much has been said about changes at the top. What is that going to mean to the radio station?
I think it's positive. This is the most encouraged I've been about the future of KGO since they changed the format 7 years ago. We have an outstanding program director, Lee Hammer. He was a programmer at KMBR for years and years and years, highly successful. And we have a general manager now, Doug Harville, who came from KCBS. He knows, as Lee does, they know our market, they understand talk radio, they understand radio per se and personalities. I love these two guys. I think they are really going to put KGO on the right footing. I think 2019 is going to be our year.
Very good. Very good. Well, it's great to talk to you, Pat, and especially on this particular morning. And as you know, people confuse me all the time. I'm out in public and they say, well, finally, we get to meet Pat Thurston.
Well, I feel like that is flattery. And I love talking with you, Pat. I follow you and I think that you are a fantastic broadcaster. KSRO is very lucky to have you.
Thank you very much, and thanks for talking about Ray Taliaferro. That is Pat Thurston, who spent many years here on this radio station, KSRO, and had a great following there, one that that we hope to keep right here on this radio station. We're talking about the passing of Ray Taliaferro, who did overnights, oh my goodness, from 1977 to 2011. Nobody has that kind of a career at one radio station, but Ray Taliaferro did. And as Pat mentioned, there is more to come on this story as the investigation continues into exactly what happened to him back in Kentucky. But so many people feel a part of the story of Ray Taliaferro that there'll be no lack of attention paid to the outcome of the story either. Anyway, great to talk to Pat Thurston.